Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, indeed, the Lord is great. And this is why we turn to him in prayer. Greetings, everyone. Greetings to all of my precious brothers and sisters as we begin another week of Manna from Heaven. Our series title is Casting Life's Heavy Burdens on the Lord our God. Why? Because he's great. Because he's a great deliverer, he's a great savior, and greatly to be praised. Well, saints, it's Tuesday. Let me remind everyone that in a few hours, at 6:55 p.m., we are meeting for prayer. We're meeting for a half hour of Bible Institute training. We're meeting for a half hour of Bible instruction. And then following a half hour of Bible instruction, which goes by so fast, first of all, the feeding is wonderful. The teaching is outstanding. And then it just goes by so fast. And then an hour of prayer with you, the members of Grace Church joining us in calling upon the Lord, united prayer, what Jonathan Edwards, the great Jonathan Edwards, called a concert of prayer, where we're all calling on God. We're all on the same spiritual note as we pray, calling upon God to have mercy and send his grace. So join us tonight at 6:55 p.m. and join us every Tuesday. Don't fail to join us every single Tuesday. We're counting on everyone who attends Grace Church to attend the weekly prayer meeting, which is the most important meeting of the week at Grace Church. Our scripture text for this week comes to us by means of Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Casting life's heavy burdens on the Lord our God. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, again we approach you as we always do, with great anticipation that you're going to speak to us by means of your word. Settle, O Lord, hearts that are hurting. Comfort them. Quiet them. Answer their prayers. Answer my prayers. Answer the prayers of your people. Father, we come to you because you are our Savior. You are our shepherd. You are our bishop. You are our redeemer. You're our everything. And this is why we run to you. This is why when trouble rears its ugly head in our lives and we're surrounded by enemies and we are under severe attack, we do as the saints of old did. They called on God to come to their rescue. Oh God, come to our rescue. How we need thee, O Lord. How we need thee. You know our frame. You know that we're but dust and ashes. You know that without you, we won't make it. Save us, O Lord. Save us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking at Psalm 55. Psalm 55, a Psalm of David. The theme this week, casting life's heavy burdens on the Lord our God. Look at the text. In gray is the word cast. What does that word mean, to cast? Then in blue, what are we casting? Our burdens upon the Lord. Why do we cast our burdens on the Lord? Because he and he alone is able to sustain us. Why do we cast our burdens upon the Lord? Because not only is he able to sustain us, as we see there in gold, but then in green, it says he will not suffer the righteous to be moved. He will not suffer you to be knocked out in the battle. For the believer, the enemy will not knock you out in the first round. The enemy will not knock you out in the second round. And if the fight goes 15 rounds, you will be standing in the end. You will not be knocked down. He will not suffer you to be carted off on some stretcher, having lost the fight because you were knocked out by a haymaker you didn't see coming. Perhaps you didn't see it coming, but God, oh God, sees everything. And he will not allow you to be blindsided by a punch you didn't see coming, because as your protector, he will block it and prevent you from getting sucker punched. Today, by way of introduction, we want to understand a little bit about Psalm 55. Psalm 55 is a psalm composed by David. Who is David? A.K.A. also known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. Yes, indeed. David, the man after God's own heart, was also known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. Ask King Saul if David was not the sweet psalmist of Israel. You know, King Saul was being oppressed by an evil spirit, oppressed. And when he was being oppressed, he would call on David to come and play his string instrument. And every time David played the harp, that demon left off from oppressing King Saul. And he had a sweet night of sleep because the sweet psalmist of Israel was on the job. David. This psalm was composed by David. The major doctrine, the major lesson, the main teaching in Psalm 55 is this. God's people may be in great strength, yet through God's favor, mercy, and goodness, they shall be delivered from whatever befalls them. Let me repeat that. There's a great truth. There's a great lesson. There's a great teaching that runs through Psalm 55, and here it is. Don't miss it. The great truth is this, that you and I will find ourselves, in other words, you're going to find yourself in a tight situation. You're going to find yourself being heavily oppressed, squeezed by the challenges of life. Yet, through God's favor, mercy, and goodness, we shall be delivered from whatever befalls us. Now, this psalm is called a neganoth. A neganoth. Neganoth, the neganoth in the singular form, but neganoth in the plural. A neganoth is a technical musical term meaning this song is played being accompanied by stringed instruments. In other words, every instrument in Israel that had to do with strings, every instrument that had to do with strings, this song was written to be accompanied by those kinds of instruments. Now notice, it's not a neganah. It doesn't mean that the song was written for one person playing the string instrument. This song was not written as a solo. It was not written for one musician alone to be playing. No. It's a neganoth. In other words, it was to be a great ensemble of musicians who played the string instrument to play the song. In other words, it was written so that it could be a jam session with many. And that's why I put the picture there. There is David, but he's not the only one. He's not the only one playing. There are many there. If you look at the picture very closely, there are others holding string instruments. It's a neganoth. David is inviting other musicians to join him in a jam session for the Lord. Amazing. Amazing. You know, we invite people to fellowship at church. We invite people to come down for coffee and cake, and we invite them for the dinners. We invite people to just sit down and talk. Here David is inviting God's people to grab their string instruments and to join him in singing unto the Lord. David says, this is not a song for one person. This is not a song written and to be interpreted as a solo or by a soloist. This is for all that are hurting, all that carry a burden, all that feel downcast. If that's you, grab your instruments and let's play unto the Lord. Then, it's also called a maskil. What is a maskil? It's a poem put to music containing much needed, extremely helpful wisdom and insight. Notice, this song that David wrote is not a dopey song. It's not a silly song. You know, I've been in the church so many years. And over the years, I've seen the church sing many songs. Many songs are classics. Many songs are timeless classics. They never go out of style. This song that we played in the intro, How Great Thou Art, I've been singing that since I got saved. It never grows old. It never goes out of style, that hymn, How Great Thou Art, it never goes out of style. It is a timeless classic. It is what we call a maskil. It is a song that contains helpful wisdom and insight. How many of our songs in the church today do we sing again and again and again, which is my lament? There are so many songs as I visit, as I go from one church to another, as I used to go from one church to another, and sit in all kinds of different worship services, and I would be sitting there for an hour, and the worship leader and the musicians will go on and on. They would be singing this one song 20 minutes. On and on. It was a short song, but they would just sing it and sing it and sing it. And the song had no wisdom. The song had no insight. The song did nothing for no one other than it became, it just became something that people sang out of rote. After they sang it once or twice, you can see the people not wanting to sing it anymore, but there is the worship leader just trying to get them into the song again. And they sang it a third time, and here they go again, repeating the same chorus again for a fourth time. And after they sing it the fourth time, they go back to the same chorus and sing it a fifth time. Well, again, we've heard it. After the second time, we want to move on to something else. Why? Because the song has no helpful wisdom or insight. This is why when it comes to praise and worship, I'm very guarded. I want to make sure that every song that we sing carries a celestial message, like those hymns that we sing. Now, some people will say, well, the hymns are outdated. We don't want the hymns anymore. Well, if you don't want the hymns, then go somewhere else. Just go to a place where they sing those songs over and over and over and over and over again. Because those songs are mindless, M-I-N-D-L-E-S-S, mindless singing. We want to sing hymns or maskils or songs that are not mindless but timeless. They're full of wisdom and insight. Anything inspired by the Holy Spirit. Remember, saints, that the Psalms are songs that are inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. And when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of a songwriter and inspires him, you better rest assured that what's coming through that pen, what's flowing through that pen, is wisdom and insight from above. So notice, it was a neganoth, a technical term for music, meaning this is a song that is to be played by many, many stringed instruments. But not only are we to jam before the Lord, not only are we to get into it and play our instruments with gusto. You know, when you're in a jam session, when musicians are playing and they're really into it, I mean, they get into it. I mean, they're jamming. It's gusto. You got everything into it. But it's not just your body moving. Your mind is thinking because it's a maskil. The song brings a message. It brings wisdom, insight from God above. So what is Psalm 55? Well, Psalm 55, David sings the blues. That's what Psalm 55 is. It's a blues song. It's a song that you sing when you're down and out. You know what the blues are. So, David sings the blues. Here's a truth. Here's a fact. That we Christians shall never be done with heartache, weeping and praying till we are done with earth. While you are down here on earth, you and I, the children of God, are never done with what? Heartache, heartbreak, weeping and praying while we're down here on earth. When we pass, when we die, when we go to glory, then we enter a stage of existence where we shall have celestial glory forever and ever. But until then, as long as we're down here on earth, as long as you live on this planet, you and I as Christians, you and I as children of God, will undergo heartbreak, crying, all-night prayer, asking God to intervene to save us from whatever it is we're going through at the time. That's our lot on this side of eternity. That will end when you cross over. That will end when you change your membership and you go from the church militant to the church triumphant. Everyone in the church militant will suffer heartache, will suffer weeping, will cry, will be depressed. That ends when we go to glory. Now, the beautiful thing is that on this side of eternity, while there is heartache and there is weeping, and there will be seasons when you won't be able to sleep. Your circumstances will rob you of your sleep. Your circumstances will induce weeks of insomnia. All of that's real. All of that's true. Now, while you have all of that going for you in the negative, the one positive you have is, the one positive that this psalm teaches, and here it is. Here it is. It's the main doctrine of this psalm. And what is the main doctrine of this psalm? God's people may be in great straits, may find themselves in pressured situations, yet through God's favor, mercy, and goodness, they shall be delivered by God from whatever befalls them. That's the lesson of Psalm 55. And that's the lesson of our key verse, which says in closing, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never, ever, ever, ever suffer the righteous to be moved. Well, we're going to leave it there. We're going to come back tomorrow. Don't forget, we have prayer tonight, 6:55. Join us, saints, in just 2 hours from now, in just 2 hours. It's 4:55 as I speak. As I look at my clock here on the wall, it is 4:55. In just 2 hours, we'll be together for prayer. Join us tonight. God bless you. In Jesus' wonderful name.